Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Glad you're here. Jackie Dryden is here. Jackie is a new friend, chief purpose architect at Savage Brands, and she creates and designs communication strategies. She's the co-author, along with Bethany Andel, of a new book called Get Your Head Out of Your Bottom Line, and she's here to talk to us about managing our teams and working and playing well with all the generations. Jackie Dryden, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. So you've got a message for and about millennials, don't you?
Yes. Well, it's a piece of this message, and the piece of the message says that it's kind of an interesting time in business when generations at opposite ends of the spectrum, the millennials and the boomers, are actually on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
The boomers are starting to leave the workforce saying, wait a minute, most idealist generation ever, were against everything structured and actually ended up becoming that, leaving the workforce saying, what did we do? Have we left the world better? Millennials coming in saying, okay, guys, I'll go to work for you, but only if I believe in what you stand for. I need to understand the purpose of your company. If not, I'll just start my own company.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so these two opposite ends are actually working towards the same thing, which is having purpose in business.
Right, right. One thing one statement you make is that you say employers would do well to adapt to the millennial mindset. Tell us what you mean by that. Explain yourself, Lucy.
Okay. Okay, Ethel. the millennial mindset is a little bit about, I know what I want in life. I'm a little more secure with who I am and what I'm doing here. And therefore, I will only work with companies that I believe have a greater ethic that says, I want to add something of value to the world. It's not just about growth and profits and making money. It's about what do you want to do to help the world be a better place.
Mm-hmm.
And millennials are saying, if you don't have that, we don't want to work for you.
One of the things that I talk about in my new book is a whole chapter on values. I put an S on the word value. And that's something I think that is the word that I think about when I think of millennials. They have one of the things that I've said. I am at once an admirer and a critic of millennials, Jackie, and I'm at once a champion and a critic of millennials.
I'm right with you.
Well, I've said for a long time, the first thing I say when I talk about millennials, before I say anything else, I always say they're probably the best human beings we've ever raised.
Nice.
And I believe that. I mean it, and I believe it. However, and there's always a but there, right? But
yes. However, it's a nice but.
But they have a lot to learn, and if I had to say anything to them is, but you have a lot to learn, and maybe more than any other generation, you don't know it.
I think you have nailed it. Yeah.
Because they come to the issue that they come to the workplace with the purpose you're talking about. And good for them, and good for holding us, all the rest of us, our feet to the fire on that issue. Because I do believe that that's the only way we're ever going to get out of all this alive, is if we all focus on values. But, Jackie, they also come to the job with a truckload of content and almost no context, and not even a regard for context. And that's where I think they get into trouble. What do you think?
I totally agree with you. I think it is a double-edged sword. It is their blessing, and it's also their curse, because they believe that this intent on purpose and standing for something is enough.
Right.
And it's just the beginning.
It won't pay the bills.
They have to back it up. Yeah, you have to back it up with something. You've got to have content. You've got to have done your research. You need to have your background. You need to know your history. And you need to come from a place of knowledge, not just a place of desire.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right. And that's the reason why I try to see. And you're talking to someone who's been hiring millennials for a dozen years. And I employ them all the time. And I've raised a bunch of them. I didn't just employ them. I didn't just employ them. I raised them. And the thing is, when you say the employers need to adapt to the millennial mindset, if you're talking about, I agree with you if you're talking about the way they look at the world, but not if you're talking about the way they look at work.
Well, I think what's nice is what I was talking about earlier is these bookends of the boomers and the millennials. This piece that we need to adapt to is this understanding of caring about something of greater value than just growth and profit. But yes, they each of those generations has something to learn from those in the middle as well. And that has to do with that there needs to be some structure to what you're doing. You need to understand the trappings of business. And you can't just walk in with your head in the clouds and believe that because you're good on your iPhone that you can do everything.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. And they have to understand that the prime directive is not for you to have your values met. The prime directive is performance of the company, so we can all worry about our values. We can all afford to worry about our values.
Yes, and I think that I love when you started talking about values and putting an S on it. I mean, it's what you stand for that's irrevocable, you know, that is unwavering.
Right.
And I think that Walt Disney Company said it very well. There was a lovely article that said, your purpose and your values last 100 years. I mean, those are in place for 100 years. When you start getting to strategy and tactics, those are not going to be 100 years. And
that's
understanding
right.
The difference between the two, I think, mm-hmm. is paramount, that you need to be able to look at strategy and tactics as moving and flowing, and they have to be based on something that is real and tangible. But your purpose and your values are the underpinning for all of it. They all have to stand on some sort of solid ground, and that's what that provides.
Well, and you also say that millennials focus more... They're more focused on their assignment than they are on the company they work for, the person they work for. And I want to talk about that when we come back. The new book is called Get Your Head Out of Your Bottom Line. Jackie, quick, I need your website quickly, please.
It is SavageBrands.com.
All right, so check that out. Quick break, right back with Jackie Dryden. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.